Us boys used to go in for a swim near where Porter's factory was. Just between Porter's and Riverside. They have some old punt houses. They've pulled them down lately. So yacht houses, old places. Mm-hmm. You could take a strip off the back of them. And there was a bit of a little slipway. Like a little beach where you could walk down and get to the river. But we used to play about there, swimming in front of that place for, you know, holidays and that like. And I'd be about 15, I should think. I don't whether I was 15, perhaps 14. Yeah, anyway. To belong to the gang of boys who used to go swimming, you were more or less accepted into the gang when you swam from one side of the river to the other. And there was another boy, I remember him, going down there. We went down together and he was going in for a swim, just us two, and he said, "How about swimming across the river? You know, some gang. You swim all that strong."
It's quite current as well, isn't it?
Well, that's what we found out. We only got sense enough to know that. Well, because where you come out the other side was almost directly opposite.
Yeah.
There's a little slipway there now, a bit of a drop. Had been a boatyard years ago, I suppose. And that's still there. But we started off from this where we start our point, because upstream is the outfall of the Bure. But the tide was running up, and that must have been a strong tide. But we couldn't, as we went across, the tide was carrying us upriver, and we couldn't, well, that was obvious, we weren't going to make this where we were supposed to get out, you see. And the rest of the little log down, of course, was a quayside, we wouldn't go out at all. Then there was the mouth of the Bure, and this other chap, Trubridge, his name was, big boy, not bigger than me. And he said, "I'm not a cramp, I can't swim the fire." He was trying to swim against the tide to make this slipway. And I shouted to him, "Let it go, come with me." I said, "You can't do it, come with me." He went right across the mouth of the Bure. On that bit of rock, I remember he put my feet down, so he wouldn't touch anything. It must have been a good tide. And I couldn't touch a bomb, so I kept going. Go on the other side, and he had the wind up properly. He said, "What on earth are we going to do?" He says, I said, "Well, we've got to get wind first. And we'll walk as far as we can. We're on that rond, so that'd be the back of Vauxhall Station. Walk as far as we can till the water gets too deep. And we'll start off at home." Which we done after we'd had a little bit of a rest. I can remember starting off, and he, Jenny kept trying to swim against the tide, shouting he got the cramp. And I added to him, I said, "Come with the tide with me." And that was either shouting, "I'm drowning," and all the rest of it. And I can remember someone putting out the rope open, getting him, hauling him on the board. But they didn't pay the guy to me. I wasn't making any noise, because I was getting closer and closer to that bridge. And with the tide, I was swimming straight for the other side, letting the tide take me. And of course, I was getting a bit close, and all of a sudden, the river steamers come through. They saw me and they blew for me, but I was on the treading water till he went past. As soon as the boat's gone past, all the mates on there were looking, just my head out. Because then they went past, we started off again. Lo and behold, there's another one. They had to wave him to go past. And when I started out again, then I was up and said, "I'm getting very close to that bridge." I must have been a sensible kid. But he told himself, "I'll never make the other side, and I mustn't bump into that thing. I'm full of water and toys and barnacles and stuff." So, I don't know anything to do. I've got to go through the bridge. So when I got past that one, I won't attempt to get past the next one. I've got to go through, and that's the one I went through.
Yeah.
And I remember the fellow there, he was there. He was having the look. He didn't shout nothing. He was having the look. But anyway, I went through that talk, and it just went swoosh. And as soon as I got through, because I stuck out for the shore again, I remember running back. We were so far away from where our clothes were. But when I got back, his clothes were gone. And anyway, that was my story. Never forgot.
Cool,
lovely memory. Lovely memory.
Yeah, I bet you were lucky though, weren't you?
Well, yes. My mother never knew she'd had a
kid.
That didn't work. It was a funny thing in the water like that. I knew I was in a muddle. I must have been cool-headed then, because I didn't panic or anything. I was just getting... striking out and done the right thing, but that's lovely.